Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
All right, we came across this and I thought this was absolutely amazing. That Community Circle South Africa was honored by government and was honored in Parliament. Kim Kerr is the founder and a lead volunteer of Community Circle South Africa. Good morning, Kim. How are you? First of all, congratulations. Mazel tov. That is an incredible achievement.
Thank you so much, Howard.
So for anybody who doesn't know, what is Community Circle?
So Community Circle is a community, an online community of close to 22,000 members, all helping each other with a common goal to get South Africans where they need to get. And as I put it, helping South Africans to South Africans from wherever they are in the world.
And, of course, the COVID pandemic gave you a lot of responsibility, didn't it?
Huge amounts. It went from repatriation to crisis after crisis management. But things have toned down somewhat. Mm. Very few countries actually having any COVID regulations. And now a lot of it is really home affairs-based and locally-based issues.
How many South Africans were impacted? Do we have any idea of the numbers of people that were trapped outside of the country trying to get back when the whole world shut down?
So at the beginning, they said that there were a few hundred, or 2,000, I think, was the next count that Durco gave us. And by the time we opened our borders in October, 20,200 members, I think, was the number, or 22,000, it's difficult to remember. But it was somewhere around there of South Africans that had come into our borders. That's not necessarily South Africans that are living in South Africa. A lot of those South Africans would be people who are citizens who were coming here to visit family or friends.
And how did you go about helping those that contacted you?
Well, in the days of repatriation, it was really about proving citizenship and thereafter getting their flights together. There were repatriation flights. We had WhatsApp groups for everybody coming in who were forced into quarantine, government quarantine, and helping them through that. And then we had a lot of difficulties getting people out of the countries that they were currently stranded in, that were not allowing people to fly out, etc. So there was the easier cases, and then, of course, there's always the difficult ones.
And what prompted Parliament to recognize the work that you did?
Oh, I'm not quite sure. We'd have to ask MP Adrian Rith that. I think I work a lot with crisis management of people who are in difficult situations. I'm not talking about the person who says, well, you know, I just need a passport and I can't get an appointment. That, to me, is not a crisis, although
right.
It may feel like that.
Right. I was just going to say, it probably does feel like one, but that really isn't.
Yes, it really isn't. But, you know, when you've got somebody like, for example, Saturday night, 9:30, I get a message from a lady whose brother had passed away and she needed to get to Ireland for his funeral and realized that her passport had expired. So I had to make some calls on Sunday, get the passport printed on Monday morning, get it flown out to Cape Town by Tuesday morning so she could get on a flight.
Right.
So to me, that's urgent. You know, that's crisis. And often because I'm not part of a political party, I can get things done a lot quicker than they can,
right?
Because there's no agenda, and you know, working with people rather than against people often gets them to respond better to the plight. And we've got some really good contacts around the world and in home affairs and various government departments that help us do what we do.
Right. And if you don't mind, I know it's a difficult thing to actually say, but what did Adrian Rus say when the Community Circle South Africa was honoured?
He put out in Parliament, he said that he was acknowledging that it was the second anniversary of Community Circle SA, that we had close to 22,000 members. And he thanked me for my service as the founder and for the work that we do.
Amazing. Really, really just incredible. Keep doing this amazing work. And we were saying earlier today that everyone has a unique talent. Today's happens to be Unique Talent Day. What do you think is your unique talent that has enabled you and empowered you to do this work?
I think it's the ability to take a strategic pause and strategically tackle a situation and network people together. So if it's networking, like a couple of weeks ago, networking a mother whose son had died who had a bank account in Hong Kong with one of our volunteers in Hong Kong, or if it's dealing with somebody who's really going through a crisis with a country that won't listen or a diplomat that won't listen, and dealing with them in a calm manner and really bringing calm to the situation, I think that's where my talent lies. But really just recognizing that people are people and they need help.
Absolutely right. And you can do what you are able to do. Kim Kerr, well done. Founder and lead volunteer of Community Circle South Africa. It is 8:42. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.